The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Bike Shed, €335,000. Simon Tierney, News Talk's own, has been writing in the Journal today about this. And I want to read a line from his piece. "We dismiss and ridicule the OPW's installation at Leinster House, not necessarily because of the amount of money involved, but because we don't respect green infrastructure in the same way that we fetishize car parks." Simon, explain yourself.
Afternoon, Kieran. So my issue, if this money had been spent, the Leinster House Bike Shed had been spent on a new car park, I don't think anyone would have batted an eyelid. So while I accept that obviously the amount of money that was spent here was exorbitant and seems totally over the top, I don't accept that we apply the same standards of criticism to infrastructure involving cars.
Have you any examples by way of backing that up?
Absolutely. Leinster House itself. Leinster House is a car park. This is one of the most iconic buildings in our country. It should be a matter of national and civic pride. Yet almost the entirety of it is covered in cars. In fact, the OPW itself currently spends €103,000 renting 28 car park spaces on the grounds of Leinster House every year. Over the course of 3 years, that's the cost of a bike shed. Why on earth is the OPW using taxpayer money to spend renting car parking spaces? That's the real scandal here.
But are the scandals, like, you've kind of connected them, but are they connected? You know, like you said in that piece that I read out, did you phrase it? That we dismiss and ridicule the OPW's installation at Leinster House, not necessarily because of the amount of money involved, but it is simply because of the amount of money, isn't it? If the bike should cost 10 grand, would we be talking about it?
No, but you see, you've revealed something about the national hysteria there. Is that even with the security hut as well, it shows what we really think about green transport infrastructure. It's okay if we're spending money on something which is big and purposeful, but if something is civic and functional, then it doesn't seem to deserve the same amount of money. You mentioned a moment ago that why don't we just ask someone from NCAD to pop down and design this security pavilion. But I would regard that as quite a dismissive idea, because by the way the press describes this as a security hut or a bike shed, this is, don't be conned by that. That's all euphemistic language, okay? This was
shelter is what people say. It is a bike shelter.
A lot of the press call it a bike shed, okay? My point is that just because something serves a functional role doesn't mean that it can't be well built to a high standard and look beautiful.
Oh, no, sorry, like, Simon. I said the exact same. I think the security pavilion, whatever you want to call it, looks absolutely amazing. And I love the roof. But I think the roof cost €60,000 and they paid a design team double the cost of construction of the roof for simply designing the roof, which I think is absolutely mental maths. And I don't know who the quantity surveyor was, but I mean, they must have been on acid.
Okay, so why, when we're taking design fees into account, why should designers not be paid well and handsomely as our elected representatives should be?
Well, sorry, I think you're connecting three issues that are unconnected. Okay. I'm not sure what remuneration for public representatives has to do with paying a design fee of €120,000.
Let me go back to my first point here about this idea of the security hut, right? The way this has been portrayed in the media is that this amount of money was purely spent on the building itself. But that's not the case. When you look at the breakdown of the costs involved, a huge chunk of it was in the security apparatus, which has nothing to do with it, with the building itself. It's about the anti-ram technology. It's about the rising ramp, the barriers, the turnstiles, the presence detection technology.
Sorry, presence detection technology. This is a laugh. That is the motion sensor that everybody has outside their back door that turns on an outdoor light. Like, it is bonkers that we're bragging about that in terms of a €1.4 million bill, suggesting that explains it.
Does everyone have anti-ram technology?
No, they don't have anti-ram technology.
The point that I'm making is that everyone is saying that this is just a security hut, but it's not. There's a huge amount of other things involved in it as well. I'm just asking that there's a little bit more nuance and attention paid to the detail. It's easy to just dismiss this.
Do you know what was just a hut? The hut that they temporarily put them in that cost €200,000.
Yeah, so how many times over the last week have I heard someone say, both in relation to the security hut and in relation to the bike shelter, oh, why don't you just go down to Woody's and you'll get a bicycle shelter for €200 and stick it up there? This completely disregards the historical context of an 18th century campus, which demands something that fits into the surroundings, that uses materials that are appropriate to the building.
Like granite?
Absolutely. Granite is very expensive.
Yeah, it's not that. Anybody, lots of people listening to the granite patio and they would have been astounded at the granite bill.
Kieran, as I said at the very beginning of this, I accept that the costs are completely extortionate and over the top. But I'm just saying that we need to apply the same standards of criticism to this as we do to other capital investments, which I don't think we always do.
Brendan Ogle, social commentator, trade unionist and activist with us as well. Brendan, can you see where Simon is coming from?
He's just revealed where he's coming from, and he's revealed where I thought he was coming from when I staggeringly read this story and spat out my cornflakes this morning. It's a veiled attempt to justify an absolute scandal. It's got nothing to do with the environment, the argument that he's making there. Nothing to do with the environment. He just spent the last 4 minutes justifying the cost. So basically, we have a situation here where it's been presented in a headline and in an article. And Simon himself calls it a bike shed in his article, by the way. It's not just the rest of the media. We have a situation where it's been presented as we really can't get our heads around the fact that it's been spent on an environmental issue. People are outraged at the money being spent on the bike shed without the shed. There is no shed. People are outraged at the billion plus pavilion with a roof like the Guggenheim Museum. People are outraged at the cost of the National Children's Hospital spiralling and spiralling. People who watched the Joint Oireachtas Committee yesterday will be outraged at what's going on in Uisce Éireann. The official incompetence, lack of regard, hubris, arrogance towards the money people put out of their wages into this country during a cost of living crisis. If you wanted to write an article about an environmental issue, you could have written an article about the fact we just happened upon €13 billion that the government didn't want, and we could invest that into Metrolink, not mentioned in the article at all. And we've a situation this week where commuters in the north of Dublin, Donabate and in Malahide, are unable to get to work or getting to work very late because of timetable changes, because of an infrastructure that has next to zero real capital investment for decades. And here we are. And Simon, the one point I do agree with him, by the way, is on the car parking in Leinster House. It's a scandal, and it's been a scandal for years. And they don't need bars in there either. Certainly not subsidised bars. And they don't need gyms and personal trainers. They're the best paid politicians in any democracy in the world. And we shouldn't be subsidising them in a cost of living crisis when the city's in gridlock, people can't get to work. I live in Swords, Kieran, as you know. My wife spent 3.5 hours in the car this week because there's no train in Swords. 3.5 hours in the car to get from Swords to the city centre in Dublin. That's what people are living through. And they're spending over 300,000 on a bike hut.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the environment. People's anger is justified. There's not enough of it.
I'm going to go back to Simon on some of that in a moment. But did you betray something there when you kind of described the roof of the security pavilion as this kind of Guggenheim-like structure? I mean, what's that? And I will come back to Simon in a moment. What he might say to that is, there's nothing wrong with our public buildings looking good.
No, there's nothing wrong with them. I'm not suggesting they should look like something out of Eastern Europe in the 1970s. I'm not suggesting that. But they don't have to have the costs attached, $1.4 million for a security hut. And you've just gone through some of the itemizations of which were published this afternoon. It doesn't have to look like that. We are not a country where everybody is flahoolocked in cash. Some people are. And we shouldn't be presenting this glitzy image when in reality, people's reality, day in, day out, is they can't afford a home. They're struggling to get to work. The city's in gridlock. Crime is through the roof. There aren't enough guards. And here we are spending this money on a security hut and a bike rack. It's not a shed, it's a rack. It's an absolute scandal. And to be writing articles in the national media that pretending that people's outrage are because we're not green enough. Okay, that's a different argument. I might actually agree with Simon on that. But this is not the hook to hang that story on.
Brendan, I totally accept where you're coming from. And as I say in the article and I emphasise, I'm also outraged that so much was spent on these pieces of infrastructure. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there's a double standard at play here. That we don't want money to be spent on infrastructure like this because we think bicycles are silly.
No, Simon. I don't want money, this amount of money, to be spent on infrastructure like this because it's a wanton waste of public money that's needed elsewhere.
So if that's the case, Brendan, then why isn't everyone upset about the fact that not only TDs who are currently active, but also retired TDs have access to free parking in the middle of Dublin 2 on the lawn of Leinster House? And the fact that the OPW is spending over €100,000 renting, not owning, car parking spaces on Leinster House. That should be more of an outrage than the money that's being spent on this.
Because most people don't know it. And now I personally, for decades now, have spoken about the privilege and the conditions that our politicians are over and above any other politicians in any other country I know. And I've referred to this in the past. And I've referred to it again today. People don't know that. But sometimes it takes an example, an obvious, visible example, for people to see exactly what's going on behind their backs.
I agree with you, but the reason why this one has been so easy for people to latch onto is because it's been portrayed as something that's so ridiculous because it's just for bicycles and bicycles don't matter.
I tend to think it's not because it's for bicycles, it's because it's €336,000.
The two things are completely intrinsically linked.
Yeah, it's €236,000 on bicycles, but I think the bicycles is kind of tangential to the point. The issue is the €336,000.
We wouldn't be talking about the bicycle hut if it was just about bicycle, Simon, or about the security hut. It's about the waste, it's about the hubris that underpins these decisions and this expenditure. Official hubris, sneering down at the ordinary people whose money goes in to fund that those grandiose notions. And I'm not saying we should be just putting in any old tin thing, but this is ridiculous. And it's got nothing to do with the environment.
A final point to you then, Simon, before we wrap things up. But I mean, if it was because it was bicycles, then surely there would be outrage about local authorities spending money on greenways or other bicycle shelters being built around the country with local funds, which happens day in, day out all over Ireland. But there's no outrage about it.
There's also no outrage about the amount of car parks that are currently being built around the country.
Which is a totally legitimate point.
To separate the two things, but I don't think they can be separated because both are catering to different forms of transport. One is fetishized. Great, another car park being opened. Another black hole, another arse in the middle of our town centres that we don't need.
Fetishizes car parks.
Every coherlock around the country who's cutting ribbons to open a new one up and down and left and right of the country, you wouldn't believe the amount of car parks that have either entered the planning stages or have been granted planning over the last 12-month period. But it doesn't get any airtime because it's not convenient, because we accept car parks because these are what make things convenient for us. They are not part of our future transport solutions.
Let me just ask you, though, a simple question. Why is there no anger about other bike shelters that have been built with public funds?
I don't know what other
because
bike
they
shelters.
Didn't cost €336,000.
Yeah, were they even not?
Though,
were they?
Even
were
though they were
the,
for silly bicycles.
Yeah, but were they on the grounds of Leinster House?
But they were. Were in public areas. Every town in Ireland.
The OPW has a responsibility to ensure that everything that they build is not just provides the service which it was intended to, but also that it satisfies every heritage element that is in the brief. And that was a particularly difficult one. And I'm not saying that that amount of money should have been spent. I think it is completely exorbitant. I agree with Brendan on that. But I'm saying that that nuance has been removed from the argument.
I don't think it has. I don't think so. I think lots of people have acknowledged that and have acknowledged that it shouldn't be like a kind of a tent that you buy on Temu for a fiver or something. I think people want it to look good. They just don't want it to cost more than it costs to build a family home.
Exceptionally little. Exceptionally little to do with that in the national hysteria.
Well, you should listen more to the hard shoulder, Simon, and less to what you are
listening
to. I'm
on it half the time. So.
Simon Tierney, News Talk's own Brendan Ogle, social commentator, trade unionist and activist. Oh, I like that. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.